And now a look at what's happening in the arts and culture in South Louisiana. Continuing at the Hilliard University Art Museum on the UL Lafayette campus, a collection of work by John Buck called C'est Magnifique. He is a sculptor, woodcarver, and printmaker. That's up through the spring, as is contemporary folk art from the permanent collection of the Hilliard. For more information about hours and the exhibits, you can stop by their website, which is museum.louisiana.edu. Louisiana Crossroads continues tonight and tomorrow at the Acadiana Center for the Arts. It is Joelle Savoy's Honky Tonk Merry-Go-Round at the ACA. They'll be joined by musical guests, Jimmy C. Newman and others. That will be at 7:30 tonight and 7:30 tomorrow evening as well. Tickets are available by calling the ACA or going to their website. The Gaines Center and the UL Creative Writing Program present prize-winning poet Carolyn Embry tonight at 7:30 in the Gaines Center. The event is free and open to the public. For more information, you can contact the Creative Writing Program at UL Lafayette. The McNeese Department of Visual Arts will host an opening reception this evening from 6 to 8 p.m. for a pair of exhibitions, Edward Bateman's Forgotten Histories and Mechanical Memories in the Abercrombie Gallery and Xenia Fordoshenko's Tempting Fate in the Grand Gallery. That's tonight from 6 to 8 p.m. And the McNeese Department of Performing Arts will present a faculty guest artist recital this evening. That will be in Ralph Squire's Recital Hall, featuring Jan Scott, Lena Morita, Susan Morton, and Lynn He. It's a free program and will include works by John Williams, Air and Simple Gifts, Bella Bartok, Stravinsky, and Beethoven. This Saturday, Trees Acadiana will be potting up tree seedlings and giving away bare root seedlings at the Bayou Vermilion District beginning at 8 o'clock this Saturday in the morning. You can arrive early to help pot up seedlings or to pick up seedlings. There's a variety of trees available: crabapple, cedar, elm, cherry bark oak, mayhaw, persimmon, bald cypress, black walnut, and many, many others. That's this Saturday beginning at 8 at Bayou Vermilion District. This is being hosted by Trees Acadiana. The Friends of the Humanities at UL Lafayette is offering a books and film course featuring New Orleans in fiction and film. The course will be taught by Dr. Mary Ann Wilson and will run Wednesdays, February 20th through March 20th. That's Wednesdays, February 20th through March 20th. To register, you can contact the UL English Department and they can direct you on how to register or for more information. Continuing this weekend, an independent production of Edward Albee's play At Home at the Zoo, directed by Cooper Helm. The play will be produced at Theater 810, Friday and Saturday at 7:30, and on Sunday, February 3rd at 2:30. Tickets may be purchased by calling Theater 810 at 484-0172, or go to their Facebook page or look for the Eventbrite site. Lafayette Habitat for Humanity is opening up applications for its home ownership program beginning this February. Application meetings will be held tomorrow, Friday the 1st, in the Hyman Park Recreation Center gym from 6 to 7:30 p.m. or the following Friday, February 8th, from 6 to 7:30 p.m. also at the Hyman Park Recreation Center gym. Applications will be available at the meetings and also from the Habitat website, the Lafayette Habitat website, or at their office beginning tomorrow. The UL Lafayette Blood Drive will take place this coming Monday and Tuesday, February 4th and 5th. Blood mobiles will be parked in front of Dupre Library and near Zeus on the UL campus both of these days. SLCC and UL Lafayette are partnering on the sixth annual Women's Conference that will be held Tuesday, March 12th at the Cajun Dome Convention Center. You can find out more information or register at www.southlouisiana.edu. And at the Jean Lafitte National Historical Park and Preserves Acadian Cultural Center, the exhibit Becoming Louisiana, Path to Statehood is on display now through February 14th. And the State of the Lafayette Parish President's annual report will be held Wednesday, February 6th at the Cajun Dome Convention Center, starting at 11:45 in the morning. For ticket information, you can contact Robin Hebert at 769-8603. And an award-winning folk musician, Andrew McKnight, will be performing in Natchitoches, if you're heading up that way, on Wednesday, February 6th at 7 p.m. For more information, you can go to Natchitoches.net. The Arc of Acadiana has announced its annual Mardi Gras bead drive to help the developmentally and intellectually disabled in our community. The campaign will run February 6th through March 20th. For more information about bead drop-off locations, the website is arcofacadiana.org. Next Thursday, February 7th, there will be a literary evening at Casa Azul Gifts. There will be an oral history about Grand Coteau with stories told by Sharon Broussard Landry and Wilhelmina Broussard, and then a reading by poet Michelle Pichon. After that, there will be an open mic session. And Festival International de Louisiana presents the stand-up lineup, which is the festival lineup release party that will be next Thursday, February 7th. For more information, you can visit their website. And for a listing of programs on KRVS, please stop by our website, krvs.org, clicking on the schedule button and downloading a weekly schedule. You can also listen to podcasts of many of our locally produced programs. Just search for the program you're interested in and either listen to archived shows there or download them for listening to later on. And of course, you can always support KRVS securely at any time. Click on the Pledge Now or Support button. Or you can find out more about donating your vehicle, which helps KRVS. You can donate a truck, a car, a motorcycle, a boat, or an RV. Towards the bottom of our homepage, there's a big red button that says car donation. Click that and you can call the toll-free number there or fill out information about your vehicle and someone will get back to you about that. Stay tuned to KRVS this afternoon and evening. We are with NPR's All Things Considered from 4 until 6. From 6 to 7, Terry Gross hosts Fresh Air. At 7 o'clock, we will join Ira Glass with This American Life. At 8, Thistle and Shamrock. At 9, locally produced Franco Mix. At 10 o'clock, it's Cecil Doyle's Earthbeat. In just a moment, we join NPR's All Things Considered.